Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry. Among the many laureled poets of Los Angeles, one of the best of them is Victoria Chang. This isn't merely my opinion. Chang is the recipient of a Guggenheim Fellowship, a Pushcart Prize, and a Lannan Residency, among other awards. Her most recent poetry collection, Obit, a New York Times notable book, received the Los Angeles Times Book Prize, Penn Volkler Award, and the Anisfield Wolf Book Award. She is the program chair of Antioch University's Low Residency MFA program and lives in Los Angeles with her family. A friend to many, I'm happy to be counted among them. Today's poem is Friendships by Victoria Chang. Friendships. Friendships died a slow death after August 3rd, 2015. The friends visited my father. They sat in chairs and spoke Chinese, wore dictionaries for coats, strange looks between spouses. The friends went home feeling good that they had done their duty, picked up odds and ends of words. Each had memories of offices, of seeing the other side of the sun. The visits lessened and lessened. They were being pursued by their own deaths. I wonder about the leaves and their relationship with fruit. Do the leaves care about the swelling of the fruit? Does the fruit consider the leaves while it expands? Maybe the leaves shade the fruit as it grows and the fruit emits fragrance for the leaves. But eventually, each must face its own falling alone. The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library, and this podcast will be available on the library's website. In the future, episodes will be available on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. Thanks for listening.